Well, maybe we should read something. Yes, we're going to read the first excerpt from Machshavot Chalutz 19. The love of Israel is rooted in every soul of Israel, a heritage from Abraham, who is the root of Judaism. As our sages said, love your friend is the great rule of the Torah. Please. Excerpt number 2 from Likutei Halachot. The essence of the root of Arvut is extended from the reception of the Torah, when all of Israel were responsible for one another. And this is because at the root, the souls of Israel all are considered as one, because they are extended from the source of unity. That's how it operates. Yes. Excerpt number 3, Bala Sulam, the nation. It is a shame to admit that one of the most precious merits we have lost during the exile, and the most important of them, is the loss of the awareness of the nationality, meaning that the natural feeling that connects and sustains each and every nation, the threads of love and that connect the nation, which are so natural and primitive in all the nations, have become degenerated and detached from our hearts, and they are gone. Talk about that, please. Verse number 4 from Likutei Halachot. The vitality is mainly through unity, by all the changes being included in the source of unity. For this reason, love your friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah, to include in unity and peace the vitality, the sustenance, and correction of the whole of creation is mainly by people of differing views becoming included together in love, unity, and peace. Okay? Yes. Excerpt number 5 from Bala Sulam, the teaching of the Kabbalah and its essence. I am glad that I have been born in such a generation where it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. This is what the Creator has given me to me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but yes. From Midrash Zuta Ruth, the generations are well, maybe a little more. Excerpt number 7 from Zohar for All. Listen, daughter, and see, lend your ear, for the door to everything is in you. I have given everything into your hands to lead the world. Thank you. Excerpt number 8 from Bala Sulam, the nation. We must establish for ourselves special education through widespread circulation to instill in each of us a sense of national love, both from one person to another and from the individuals to the whole, to rediscover the national love that was instilled within us since the time we were on our land as a nation among the nations. This work precedes all others. Next. Verse number 9 from the introduction to Panim Meirot Umasbirot. Item 5. It's written in the Zohar, with this composition the children of Israel will be redeemed from exile. Also in many other places, only through the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses will we obtain complete redemption. They also said, the light in it reforms him. They were intentionally meticulous about it to show us that only the light enclosed within it, in it lies the cure that reforms a person. Both the individual and the nation will not complete the aim for which they were created except by attaining the internality of the Torah and its secrets. Must carry this out. Well, and the last one I see, from Rav Kook, Israel's vocation and its nationalism. Only when the Torah is exercised in Israel will complete peace and faithful love come, and the pure feeling of recognizing the brotherhood between people will develop. When that development is completed within us, at a degree that merits being a role model to many, all the nations will recognize it, and the blessing of peace will begin to dwell in the world.